Welcome to Speaking of Spirituality, a podcast to share about the path of spiritual awakening. I'm your host, Amelia McLean, and I'm so excited to be showcasing some inspiring stories and exploring some interesting topics, all under the umbrella of spirituality. So without further ado, let's dive right in. This week, I am talking about the word God and what that means to me and what my relationship has been with that word over my lifetime. And I'm also wearing a new exciting thing in my life. These are earrings that I made. If you're not on YouTube, go over to YouTube and check out this video with this episode because I'm really excited about these new earrings that I'm going to be making more of. My husband and I have a business and we make earrings and other things together out of wood. We have a laser printer, and so we make these designs. Well, David designs them on the computer, and then the printer cuts them out, and then I make them into earrings. And I just recently figured out, I actually learned on YouTube in a tutorial about how to make these. They're like beaded earrings, the kind with seed beads that hang down in little strands, and you can do lots of different designs. And so I'm really excited because I just figured out how to make these. And so this is our wooden earring that these beads are attached to. And yeah, I'm gonna be making some more of these, and we're doing a craft show for Easter Sunday. Well, it's gonna be on Saturday, but that weekend we're doing a craft show, so I'm gonna get some more earrings made for that. And this earring just happens to be sitting right next to me. Also, this is a new design that my husband just made. It's a little cactus that we're going to be sending down to SoCal with some other cacti designs. Anyway, that's just a little side hustle slash hobby project that we just love to make things, and I particularly love to make jewelry. And I digress. We're here tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this, because I felt called to share about my relationship with God and kind of religion in general. But yeah, so I guess it makes sense to start when I was young. I didn't grow up with any type of religion. Both my parents, I would say, were much more like spiritual, quote unquote, than religious. So yeah, we didn't go to church or anything like that. I wasn't raised under any particular religious beliefs. I do remember talking about church and things like that when I was young. And my dad got into yoga and meditation when I was like about 5 or something. So he started on a spiritual healing journey around that time. And that was really influential in my life, obviously. And my mom too was also into more spiritual things. My dad was not raised in a religious household at all either. No church, no talk of anything like that probably at all with his family. And then my mom, she was raised going to church, I guess Christian. Yeah, Christian. And she was really into it. She said when she was in high school, she did Bible study and all that. And at some point I got invited, I think, to like go to church with a friend or something when I was a kid. And that was interesting. You know, I remember like being in the like room, the kids' room where they like, I actually remember we made the most like stereotypical like church craft thing. We made these like little bracelets with like the letters like WWJD for like what would Jesus do. It's like so funny to have that memory. But anyway, so yeah, and so I think that must have prompted some of me asking about church and religion and like, you know, what our family's beliefs were, or if, you know, how we felt about that. And I remember my mom telling me that she went to church when she was a kid, and then in high school was really into it. And then she said that when she got into college, she started to question things because she had a thought about, well, if our religion is the right one, quote unquote, the right one, you know, our God that we worship in this religion is the right one, how could everyone else in the world be wrong? Everyone that doesn't, because that's what religion teaches you, right? Is that our religion is correct and all the other ones are wrong. And so that, you know, she became something that she questioned. And so because she shared that questioning with me, I sort of adopted that same belief of like, huh, yeah, you're right. You know, why would that be? How could that be? How would it be that everyone else would be wrong? And when I was in high school, I had a really hard time in high school, which I talk more about in my, I think the, my like spiritual awakening, story. Anyway, I had a really hard time in high school, and I definitely went into a place of kind of atheistic belief, just like no one, like there is no God, there is no afterlife, we're just here for this life, and that's just all, and no belief in a higher power or anything. And it got really dark during that time of my life. I fell into a really deep depression. That actually might be why I came out of that with that belief. I'm not really sure. I don't remember when I started believing these things, but there was a period of my life in my like maybe like the second half of my teenage years that I didn't want to talk about God. I didn't like the word God. I didn't want to say God or hear anything about God. No talk about religion or anything like that. And then when I when I got into community college, I started dating a guy actually who was his family was religious, and he didn't really go to church with them, but his parents were really into it, mostly his mom, I think, but the mom and dad both went, and they were part of the church community. And and I, it was like around the same time, actually, I took a class in community college that was a humanities class. And the humanities teacher, I really liked her. I really liked that class. She taught us about religion from a historical perspective. And I actually really enjoyed learning about it that way, because that really helped me to kind of understand like how, just how things had played out. And like, you know, because we learned about like how the first recorded in history religion on planet Earth is Judaism. And then everything kind of branched out from there. So yeah. And like the, you know, we learned about when, things happened. When did Christianity become a thing? When did Catholicism become a thing? And how did they all kind of stem off of each other and spread over the world and things like that. And that was really, really interesting. And so, yeah, around the time I was in a relationship with a guy who, yeah, his family went to church, and I definitely on some level like wanted to impress his parents and kind of form a special relationship with them, or kind of like let them know that I cared about what they were into. So I went to church with them a few times. I don't even remember if it was like a regular thing or what, but, and I remember, the person I was dating at the time, he actually had to work during the time when they would go to church. So, I went with them just like by myself a few times. And then I volunteered in the childcare, room at their church for some, like, some finance class or something that they were doing for the people in the congregation there. And, they needed somebody to do childcare, and I volunteered and I did childcare there. And I loved working with children. But yeah, so that was kind of my relationship with, going to church at that time. And so something in me had changed by then. It was like, I had kind of accepted that I didn't really fully understand God or like religion and what was really going on there, but I was okay with like being around it at that point. Something had changed. for me then. And definitely, yeah, my eyes were open more to it when I took that humanities class. And then when I guess it was when I really, when I went through my spiritual awakening process, that I really felt like I kind of understood on like a larger scale, or had a better understanding of really what God really means, and kind of how people have been led astray in the world of organized religion. But I understand it now in a different way that allows me to just kind of accept it for what it is. And yeah, so basically this is a really important or a big thing for me to be talking about personally, because I don't want to like offend anybody with what I'm saying. And this is kind of a vulnerable topic for me to be sharing about something that I haven't shared about publicly ever before. And so if my beliefs are different than yours for whatever reason, take no offense, please. I'm definitely not trying to offend anybody. This is just what I believe now with where I'm at on my path and all of the information that I've gathered. I feel like I'm just an information gatherer, and my opinion changes throughout my life based on the new information that I gathered that feels true to me. So these are things that I have adopted as beliefs because they feel like they're true for me. And so if what I'm saying doesn't feel like it's true for you, that's okay. But this is where I'm at right now. So yeah, basically I believe that all religions are talking about the same thing when they talk about God, whatever the word is that they use for God. I personally don't use that word very much in my own when I talk about that, because the word is so heavy, so weighted that and it's just been so much used by organized religion that I prefer the terms source, creator, divine, infinite spirit. Those are pretty much the words that I will use. But it means to me the same thing. It's all the same thing. It's God to me is not, God is not the, organized religion God, which would be like, you know, the Christian God, the man up in the sky. But God is the creative life force energy, if you will, in the universe, the energy that is animating everything in the universe, and that created everything, that everything came out of when the universe was created, however that happened, which I don't quite fully understand at this point. But yeah, so that's basically what God means to me. And also I don't quite fully understand the whole Jesus story and really what all happened there. I think there's a lot of confusion about that. But yeah, I believe that when people talk about the returning of Christ, my belief now is that they're talking about Christ consciousness, which is like the divine knowing that we're all connected, that we all come from the same source. That's what I believe that means. So yeah, I don't really fully, like I said, I haven't read the Bible. I'm actually interested to study the Bible a little bit more, to understand more about the other meanings that people aren't, like, not the organized religion's story or portrayal of the Bible, but the like, I wish I could read it in the original language that it was written in, and read the Old Testament, But yeah, so that's basically what my beliefs are. And this felt like something really powerful for me to share personally, kind of because of my whole journey with the whole, you know, the word God and my relationship to religion and kind of what that all means. And yeah, and I have a lot of, what is the word? Contempt, I guess, is the word that's coming to my mind about organized religion. And I mean, I know everybody is like on their own path. And I don't hold anything against the people that are in those religions as participants. It's more about feeling like the people who like run the religious organizations are, I don't even know if it's like a conscious thing anymore that people are actually doing, but it feels like a control mechanism to me. That's what it feels like to me. And I don't know if it's the people, this is where I'm like really hoping not to offend anybody, but I don't think that it's necessarily the people that are in the churches that are doing the work there, because I think that when you're in the religion like that, I mean, most people hopefully are actually thinking that they're doing good things, that they're trying to be a good person, and that they're contributing to something that's really positive and important for a lot of people. And that is true in a lot of ways. Like I felt that when I went to church for that short time with my ex-boyfriend's family, I felt that like community vibe. There was like very much like welcoming, loving people there. And so that was really special and nice to feel that. I guess, I hope this is making sense and coming through, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't think that it's the people in the churches necessarily that are doing any harm, but there's something about either like how the churches were started a long time ago and like what those intentions of those people were. But it feels like there's some mechanism of control. And the reason that I feel that way is because what I believe the church does is separates the person from the God. And I don't believe that that is, I don't believe that's true. I think we're all connected to God all the time. And because we're all connected to it, everyone all the time. And I think there's a lot of other things that are misconstrued through the church's eyes that is really confusing to people, or, you know, really like just makes people think the wrong thing. And I can't go too much more into that because I don't have all those things at the, you know, tip of my tongue. But that's how I feel. So yeah, I don't really have any other examples at the moment about specifics of what that really looks like. But the one thing that's coming to mind right now is just the way that we have been made to feel separate from God, source, creator. And I don't believe that's true. I think that we're, yeah, all always connected. Feels really big and important for me to be sharing about this topic because it's been so, such a journey for me to wrap my head around and kind of come around to understanding, or at least thinking that I understand. But I also know that there's so much to know that I, you know, nobody can ever possibly know everything. And, I definitely don't, I hope that I'm not claiming to be right about anything. I don't intend to claim to be 100% correct about anything, because I know that I'm always learning and that something that I think that I know might not actually be true. And I'm totally open to that. And, I feel like I'm always gathering more information and just adding to whatever knowledge base that I feel like I have. It's hard for me to even say that I for sure know something to be true. Recently I've been saying, I think I know this is true, but, yeah. And, so that's all that's coming through for me right now. That's all I wanted to share about this. And thank you so much for listening. And I would love to hear anything about your personal experiences with religion. If you've had a similar experience, if you have differing thoughts and feelings. I'm also open to hearing that. And yeah, I wish you well on your journey. Thanks again for listening. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Speaking of Spirituality. If you'd like to connect with me personally or book a session for Quantum Soul Alchemy, you can find me on Instagram at Ascending with Amelia. Have a beautiful day.